My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's time for Misleading.
You've heard the leads on The Greg Hill Show. You've heard these?
Of course I have.
Would you have gone with Shimes over yours?
Damn, I don't even remember what mine was, so.
On Jones and Keith.
Misleading here on Jones and Keith, WEEI. We'll talk to Tommy Curran, NBC Sports Boston, coming up about 10 minutes from now, high noon, on a Tom E. Tuesday. It's also a Tier Tuesday. If you're looking for those tiers, Keith, you tweeted those out at Keith21.
They are going out right now.
Oh, they're going up now.
They're going out right now.
You want to see
I was busy scarfing down a delicious sub during the break,
say,
Jones.
I did the same. So if you want to find those tiers, they'll be up shortly at Keith21, also at Jones and Keith on social media. Meanwhile, so many things happen on Tuesday. It really is a phenomenal situation.
Mm-hmm.
We get our D'Angelo subs every Tuesday.
If you blink, you're going to miss them.
Well, did you?
Because I just scarfed it down.
You choked down that whole foot long already.
That's right.
Wow, very impressive.
That's right.
Go on.
I can do that in a break, no problem. I could probably eat two of them. I had a Nashville chicken sub. Dark and Stormy Night's asking in the chat. I had a Nashville chicken. The first week I had a steak and cheese. Last week I had, what did I have last week that was delicious?
Yeah.
I ate it so fast I don't even remember.
I had a nine the first
meatball.
Week. Oh, yeah,
I had meatball. Thank you, Billy. I did. Oh, that was great, too.
Yeah, real nice.
Yes.
I had a nine the first week.
Yep.
I had a tuna salad last week. Lovely.
What do you got now?
Today, I got a Korean barbecue that I'm working my way through.
The variety is off the charts.
It is. They just, they're dropping off these hot subs. They're phenomenal. Yeah. You deserve a serious lunch upgrade. So you can get it at D'Angelo's with their grilled sandwiches. Pretty lovely. And as we say, every Tuesday,
we get excited.
We're very appreciative of the lunch from D'Angelo's.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Yes. Goes down real nice. But there are sponsorship opportunities for other
Do you want to feed the fellas on Wednesday, on Thursday, on Friday?
Jones and Keith, your official lunch spot here on WEEI. Right, your Monday.
They're all
your Wednesday.
Most of it, 80% of the week is open.
Your Friday. There are sponsorship opportunities, but big shout out to D'Angelo's for getting this started. And we're very, very happy and very full every Tuesday. So big thanks there. I was listening to the Greg Hill Show today on my drive in, as I always do. They had their dumbest of the day, which I always enjoy.
Yeah, this is pretty good.
Multiple rescues made in New Hampshire, Keith.
Yeah.
It's
a dangerous place. Live free or die.
Peak foliage draws large crowds. Yeah, they're taking this very much to heart.
Uh-huh.
Live free or die. The New Hampshire Fish and Game Department made multiple rescues in the state over the holiday weekend as peak foliage drew large crowds of tourists.
I mean, the leaves change colors. It's an exciting time. People want to see
it. Your reds, your yellows,
your
oranges.
That one looks kind of orange to me.
Yep.
Yep. I agree with Wiggy. Like, I don't really understand the phenomenon that much. And if people like it, they like it. Like, I'm not telling you what to like or what not to like. But he is true. Like, you can just drive down the highway. I was on 95 yesterday. I'm like, well, that's a lot of orange.
I think
I was just, like, flying on the highway. Like, look, I'm in my car.
Most leaf peeping is in the car.
You would think you don't need to get like right out in front of it.
Yeah, I don't know that like a main like a 3-4 lane highway like that's what you want. You want to get like one of those one laners that like 35 miles an hour you're snaking through. Oh yeah. Like on your way out of snow.
You gotta really pay attention.
That's what you want. So WMUR says there were 7 rescues that were made Saturday night alone.
Wow.
Hikers got caught in a drainage area near a brook.
What?
Without lights while coming down from Cannon's Mountain Basin Cascade Trail.
It's not all lit up for you. There's actually the dark spots. Maybe don't hike it at night.
This is all the Franconia Notch area, and I guess it's a lot of people going up trying to get some nice Instagram posts.
Yes. I hear
get
that.
Get some clout there on social media, which we all want.
It's all about the likes.
We all desire.
Yeah.
I just, how do you get stranded? There were people wearing slippers,
so this
sandals, wearing shorts.
Yeah, you weren't outdoor ready.
So
shorts, that's an issue.
Shorts should be fine. I would think slippers is not ideal. I think you want to go with like a rock climbing shoe,
like a crampon.
Like the ones that get little tootsies hanging out?
I've
never been in one of those. I feel like the idea of like stretching my toes is disgusting.
No, a crampon is when they have like the little
crampon?
Yeah, I'm saying it right. You can definitely look that up on a work computer.
I won't.
You can.
All right.
It's like the little spikes, almost like a cleat. That's like that's like a crampon.
So is this a path or is this like a mountain? What are they climbing here? Is this just a trail, like a flat trail?
I believe it was a trail. Yeah, I don't think they were like hiking Mount Washington.
You should be fine.
Because I think, I'm pretty sure in shorts you're definitely fine.
I would think so. It's been nice.
Like I could survive. Like I'm not advising you to go do this, but I could do it.
Slippers could be a problem, though.
Sandals and slippers on a hiking trail? I could definitely do that.
Well, it depends on, like, how, like, manufactured it is. Like, are people, like, you know, making sure there's nothing in the path?
The issue is, once they got to the top, the hike was kind of bottlenecking. People were shoving each other out of the way, and it was completely unsafe.
Keep your hands to yourself on the trail. You can't do that.
But people are hiking this trail.
Kindergarten guys.
So, like, let me tell you. I could do the trail in sandals, slippers, something like that. I could.
No, you couldn't.
A trail? I'm not talking about hiking up to the top of a mountain.
You're going
to
go flippy flops for a 2-hour walk?
I'm saying, instead of alerting the New Hampshire Fish and Wildlife, yes, I would finish the hike in my...
I wouldn't call them.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, I'd have to be bit by like 20 snakes in order for me to call them. I'm going to leave them alone.
You'd have to see a snake to call
them. I might see them. Like, guys, there's a snake. Like, you are in the woods.
Did you know one of the Dodgers dugout?
It was?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
no.
The little guy.
No,
the little guy calling around.
No, if Keith did, he'd call out. He wouldn't be here today. Yeah.
I'll be on the IL.
He'd faint.
Yeah.
And so, I would finish my walk in my sandals, my hike in my sandals, rather than alert the New Hampshire Fish
and
Game.
And then what do? They come out there in like a little like four-wheeler and they're like, hop in, drive you back? What's the rescue mission entail?
That's a great question. What does the rescue mission entail?
Here, grab this raft.
Entail?
It's good like, question. Well, we're out here. I don't know what you would need.
Just put you on the stretcher and walk you out?
Because
you had sandals? But it's just a little
Terp showing the snake.
That's a little snake, Keith. Oh, that was the one in the Dodgers dugout.
Yeah, I can't look at that.
It's like a garter snake.
Yeah, but what's it doing there? Why is it in the dugout?
Well, trying to catch a game.
This is a good question. What is it doing?
They're not playing the Diamondbacks.
Least favorite baseball team, the Snakes.
The Snakes.
Yeah, terrifying. Can't like them. That's true. So there you go. That's what's going on up in New Hampshire. They want to let you know, the whole state, and specifically the Fish and Wildlife Bureau there.
You don't need to wear a helmet on your motorcycle, but they'll still call for help in the woods.
They want to let you know that if you're up there, you're leaf peeping for clout on social media. Make sure you're wearing layers and the proper attire, especially on your feet.
Yeah.
Which I would advocate for, but even if you're not and you're in flip-flops, just finish your hike.
That sounds like the Jones Challenge. Jones is going to have to do a nature trail with his flip-flops.
Should we do?
I'm not doing this.
I'll go to the Fells in my flip-flops. I could do a piece of cake. Yep. No problem, I could do that.
Take the dog. Yeah. Have a nice time.
He'd tuck her out.
He wouldn't want it. You have to carry him most of the way. He'd call for help.
Well, you got
to
worry about all the woodland creatures out there, like an owl swooping down and taking
it. That's true. Hawks. Wait. Oh, your dog is hawk food.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't have teeth, Keith. He can't defend himself. In my flip-flops, carrying my dog, I could do that at the Fells.
You didn't declaw him, too, did you?
He's got
a little claws.
No, he's got his claws.
Yeah, he can scratch it.
No, teeth got removed.
Teeth are long gone.
He didn't show up at the vet yet, at least, and they ripped out all his claws. No, that's good.
Hang on to stuff, scratch stuff, that kind of thing. He's on a mashed potato diet. But
Let me tell you. He plays dead like you read about.
Does
though.
He?
Like, let me. Oh, if
have you
want,
checked him?
He's actually
at that age. He's gonna stop playing real quick.
Yeah, it's all fun and games. So he just laid on the couch for 8 hours, 10 hours,
every
two
day.
Days.
Have you seen Charleston? Yeah, no. He was playing. He's playing dead on the couch. Don't worry about it.
He's winning. I think you might want to check him.
So there you go. That's misleading each and every day at this time here on Jones and Keefe. You spent a whole
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!